98.3 WVLP LP Valparaiso.
I serve a society by rocking. I'm out there on the front lines liberating people with my music. Rocking ain't no walk in the park, ladies.
Don't tell me what time it is now. Don't tell me what time it is now. I know what time it is now. I know what time it is now. It's showtime! Showtime! Showtime!
Here we go!
Good evening, rock and rollers. Welcome to Outside of Dial, the show that gives you all the underground music those corporate radio stations will not play. I'm your guide to the outside, pitch shifter Hirsch Cutlass, back from vacation and rock and rolling with us this evening, along with Mac, the face of radio. McGee, his tour down south was cut short due to inclement weather. Wolfarelli, he is out and about, but he's not here along with Bo Richter. He's out doing his club scene. And Gerkenstein, he is out promoting a show. He had a show last night at Goose Island in Wrigleyville, and I was hoping that we'd be able to talk to him, but no dice. We just got me, Hirsch, and Mac, the face of Radio McGee. If you want to send us an email here at Outside the Dial, send it to info@outsidethedial.com. That is info@outsidethedial.com. If you're in a band, you want your stuff heard on this rock and roll show, just send us an email. Contact us through the webpage as well, outsidethedial.com. We got a whole bunch of music on that webpage as well. We got some reviews. We got new bands, all sorts of stuff on the website. And you could listen to Live 365 through the website because there's a whole bunch of music on that channel too that we cannot fit on a one-hour show here on Saturday nights on WVLP. I want to thank our sponsor, Mr. Mark Picciarilli, for his continued support of this rock and roll show. If you want to support this show or any show that is on WVLP, you can do so by calling 476-9000. That is 476-9000. Visit the website at www.wvlp.org. All the information on how to become a member and or sponsor is listed on the website. Now, we're on the website. Maybe Outside of Dial is not your thing. That's cool. We're not happy about it, but we're cool with it. Just click the programming grid, and I'm sure you'll find something on WVLP's vast program that will suit your ear. At the bottom of the hour, when the big hand is down, that's when we are going to get down as well. And since Bo is not here, Hirsch Cutlass is taking the reins on that. And Mac the Face Radio McGee is back with his music obscuring. I'm sure that he has a gem for us since it is Mother's Day tomorrow, and hope you have your brunch plans all set up to take your mom out on Mother's Day. To get the show rocking and rolling right now, start off with some Love and Rockets, an offshoot of one of Hirsch's favorite bands. I'm doing that in honor of him. Ying Yang, the Flower Pot Man, to start the show rock and rolling Outside Down WVP on Saturday nights.
Diamond is the
Love and Rockets, Ying and Yang, the Flower Pot Man, to start the show rocking and rolling here on Outside the Dial and WVLP on Saturday nights. Mac the Face of Radio McGee is with us this evening. Hirsch Cutlass is taking the reins of our resident DJ, Bo Richter, who isn't joining us. So, Hirsch, you've been on vacation the past week. Where'd you go exciting?
I went to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, which was awesome.
Nice. Did you I take it it's fairly sunny there because, you know, you got a little bit of sun.
Yes, I got cooked.
So then did you, what Mac would know, what Police Academy movie was where they put, they wrote a word on Captain Harris's chest. Was that four?
Miami. Part four.
Was that part four? Maybe it was
Miami,
five.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't four, Citizens on Patrol.
No, I think that was five.
That was five? Okay. Well, Hirsch, that's what you should have done. You should put, like, OTD on your back or something like that and sunscreen, so that way you have the letters on your back.
Well, wait,
like,
you got a hairy chest. You could have shaved it into your hair.
Could have shaved it into your hair, yeah. So that would... Well, next time you're out in a sunny environment, you know, we'll have to... Something to think about there for you, Hirsch.
Thanks.
But Hirsch is a swimmer, so he's probably smooth as a baby.
And it could be.
I shave everything.
That definitely could be. Mac, you were out and about on your southern tour across America, and then it was cut short by the weather. We didn't hear from you last week, so hopefully everything was all right. But obviously, you're okay since you are back rocking and rolling with us this week.
Back in Terre Haute, but as you mentioned, the cross-country tour for 2011 was cut very short. I think I started too early this year. Really hasn't gotten a chance to warm up to summer-type weather. So the weather down south is horrendously bad, what with all the rain and the tornadoes, and it's a very depressing sight, and definitely not something that I could ever fathom myself living through, what these poor folks have had to endure over the past several rainstorms. But, well, I don't want to depress anybody. You listen to the news, you know what's going on.
That's
down there,
true.
Right, Fitch?
That's true. Yep, absolutely. So we should cheer them up with some rock and roll here. And Mac, now that you're back. Now that you're back, what kind of gem do you have for your music obscurity segment on Outside the Dial this week?
Well, we're going to go back to the 80s again there, Pitch, and in honor of Mother's Day this week, we are going to hear from a guy by the name of Mr. Glenn Danzig. He's going to tell us all about Mother. That's on Music Obscurity later on.
My bad. That will be coming up after the bottom of the hour when the big hand is down, and we will get down as well. And Hirsch Cutlass taking the reins since Bo Richter is MIA this week, out doing the club scene at 5:10 on Saturday. He's getting his club scene on a little bit early, so that's nothing wrong with that. Hirsch, who do we got lined up for the bottom of the hour?
Holy Ghost.
Hirsch, did you see, I sent you a link to a band earlier this week, and it was from the producer of Holy Ghost, an LCD sound system, and a check. And I believe you said you downloaded that album, purchased and downloaded the album, and just started to get into it. What's the name of that band?
The Rubble Bucket, which, it's a pretty neat, it's different. It's although I don't see it on DFA Records, but... The album hasn't been released yet. There's just a secret download kind of location type thing that they're hooking you up with. So, yeah, they're all related to, you know, LCD and Holy Ghost and check, which all are on DFA Records. So, anyway, yeah, pretty neat stuff.
Hirsch is a musical insider. That's why he got the secret, double secret probation download on the Rubble Bucket album.
So yeah, I could tell you how to get it, but then I'd have to kill you.
I understand, and that would definitely ruin my summer if that were to happen. So don't tell me. Mac, do you want to know?
I'll take a pass on that also.
Fair enough. I think what else did we have happening? Oh yeah, last week the website just blew up. We we became extremely popular last week. We doubled our viewership, our hits on the website, because Outside the Dial, our Outside the Dial was listed in the Indie Bible, and it's a publication that comes out of Canada that puts together, you know, independent labels, venues, radio shows, radio stations that play independent music, and that. And we were listed in their newsletter, and we have a whole bunch of music that we're going through. So in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a ton of music on the website and on this radio show that we're going to showcase a lot of new music that is emerging, that it's coming out of the woodwork since we were on the Indie Bible. And one of those places that I think we're developing a very good relationship with, they're called the Muse Box, and they have two offices. One's in New York, one's in Toronto. And the lady I've been talking to over there, her name's Amanda, and she sent over a couple of bands, and I think we're building a nice repertoire with them. And Hirsch, she sent over a band to check out, and they're called the Eclectic Method.
Is it the Eclectic Method? Yeah. Wow. That's amazing stuff. I had an eargasm when I listened to it.
I put it up on the website, so if you go over to outsidedial.com and check it out, there's a video that's posted on there that you'll be able to read about the Eclectic Method. And Chuck D is on the lead vocals on that track. It's a single that came out from the Eclectic Method in March 15th, I think it came out. But Amanda was pushing it over to us, and it was really good.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
It's called the Eclectic Method, Mac.
No. Who's Amanda?
Oh, Amanda is the lady I've been talking to over at the Muse Box.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. Pitch Shifter isn't cheating on you, Mac.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
You do not have to worry
about that.
It's always
got to be about that, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. You know, hey. once a cheater, always a cheater, right?
Territoriality. He was mine first.
That's true. But, yeah, I'm really excited about getting together with the Muse Box and couple other people over there are sending us some stuff as well, and they have some shows that are coming up in the next couple of months, and we're going to try to hit those shows and get reviews of those bands on the site. And I think we might put a feature page or a feature of the week, like a Muse Box artist of the week that they send over to us to highlight their talent roster. So I'm excited about that, and look for that on the website as well. Hirsch, if somebody wants to send us an email and get their stuff heard on the show, where would they send it off to?
info@outsidethedial.com.
And also, Wolfarelli, the webmaster for the rock and roll show that is Outside the Dial. He has a contact page on the website where you could actually submit your MP3, your tunes, right to us from the website if you're lazy enough not to use email, like Mac. Mac doesn't use email because I send him emails all the time, and when I talk to him, you know, once or twice a week, he's like, hey, man, what's going on? I'm like, if you check your emails, well, I'll check emails, you know, so.
Well, you know, I'm out there, I'm trying to promote this show, and Mother Nature's not cooperating with me. It's not always easy to just pull over and fire up the old laptop pitch.
I understand, Mac. I was just giving you a little bit of a razzing there, because I haven't talked to you. All right.
I'll give Pitt, you a
pass. You know, Pitch, maybe you should stop cheating on him.
You're right. I should. I'm sorry,
maybe
Hirsch.
Maybe you'd be a little nicer.
We're going to have to end this now, Hirsch. Our relationship that you and I have is because Mac is back into my life.
Oh, what's this? I'm crawling back.
Yeah. If you'll have me. Anyway, this
I'll have you.
This show is about the rock and roll and the music scene, so let's not talk about our petty squabbles. We're just talking about the Muse Box earlier, and this band is on that label, and Hirsch is a big fan of this band. And they have a new single that came out, and the original singer is back with them, so maybe we'll see a tour come through Chicago, but this is their cover of Major Tom, and the band is Shiny Toy Guns, and it's just very haunting. It's a haunting cover, and I enjoy it a lot. And Outside the Dial with Pitch Shifter, Mac, The Face, Radio McGee, and Hirsch Cutlass on WVLP on Saturday nights. Oh,
system tech vote. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in the trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a trick. Just major talk. The count goes on.
Weightless, calling home, Earth beneath.
LCD Sound System, little treat there for Hirsch Cutlass on Outside Down WVLP here on Saturday nights, since the show at the Aragon of LCD Sound System was Hirsch's number one show of all time, dethroned Pink Floyd after 16 years. And now LCD Sound System claims a top spot on Hirsch's list. And before LCD Sound System, it was Shiny Toy Guns with their cover of Major Tom. Hirsch, it is getting close to the bottom of the hour here, so what do we have happening the bottom of the hour? Since the big hand is down, we will get down as well. And even though Bo isn't here, you decided to pick up the reins and run with it.
Yeah, you know, actually, this was something I posted on Bo's Facebook page earlier. He was asking for recommendations. I imagine he's got something else going on. So I went with Holy Ghost, little disco-y group out of New York, if I'm not mistaken. So they opened up for Hot Chip. They opened up for Cut Copy a couple weeks ago. Fantastic, fantastic band.
Very nice. And after that, when the big hand is done being down, we're going to do Mac McGee's Music Obscurity on Outside of Down. Everybody get up and dance.
Maybe you do, maybe you don't, better forget it. Out of the house, into the car, back to the ocean. Do it again, in slow motion.
Slow motion. And now, Outside the Dial brings you Music Obscurity. It's Saturday night, and that means you're listening to Outside the Dial. Checklist. Frosty beverage? Check. Great music? Well, you're already here. And, of course, Outside the Dial's resident weirdo and confirmed mental patient, Mac McGee, the face of radio, bringing you another installment of Music Obscurity. Now be advised, there are those folks who have not yet found their way over to Outside the Dial. What do you think of that?
We're not about to make that same mistake. A new roar. A new roar.
And thank you once again for joining me for this Music Obscurity segment. Big round of applause for Pitch Shifter. Yes, everybody, Pitch Shifter. And in honor of this weekend being Mother's Day, even one as myself does have a mother. And one as obscure as Glenn Danzig from back in the 80s. Glenn Danzig, as everybody knows, got his rise to fame and fortune from the late 70s, early 80s punk band The Misfits. After splitting from The Misfits, went on to form Samhain, which later changed name to Danzig. From the debut album back in 1988, Danzig of the same title, Danzig. This is Mother, in honor of Mother's Day. My choice for Music Obscurity here on Outside the Dial.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world?
And if you wanna find hell with me, I can show you.
And that is Mother from Danzig in honor of Mother's Day. Yes, everyone has a mother, and this is the weekend to show your appreciation. As Glenn Danzig did, well, I don't know if you'd call it appreciation. What do you think, bitch?
Yeah, I don't know if that's more appreciation where it says you want to tangle heads with me, want to butt heads with me.
Well, that was when he was talking about the father.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Do you want to bang heads with
me? Right, right. You're right. My Mac McGee has 100% Mulbad. M-U-L-B.
Oh, no. You can't just say something like that, then turn around and clear it up with a Mulbad.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I knew I couldn't do it, and I don't know why I tried getting away with it. And before Mac McGee's Music Obscurity on Outside the Dial here, it was the bottom of the hour and the big hand is down, so we got down as well. And Bo Richter, our resident DJ, having the night off, at least we think he is. Hirsch Cutlass picking up the reins and running with it. And Hirsch, what do we have that you were dancing the disco music to?
Can you please rephrase the question?
Oh, what was our bottom of the hour track since Bo Richter?
Okay. that was the Holy Ghost Slow Motion. Slow Motion.
You see that? You can't write quality humor like that.
You sure can't. You sure can't. You know, Mac, you should have followed up Slow Motion from Holy Ghost with Locomotion from Tiffany. Or who sang Locomotion? No, Kylie Minogue sang Locomotion.
It's not late.
But, yeah, it's true. That's true. I mean, she remade it. Who did the original one? Hirsch would know. It's back in the 70s.
Man, wasn't it the...
wow. Dialing the clock back here.
I know.
Well, there was one in the 80s.
Right, now it's the Kylie Minogue one.
No.
No, there
You're
wasn't.
You're talking about the original Locomotion.
One was from like the 60s. What the heck? Who the hell was it?
Brownsville Station? I don't know.
What did you say?
Brownsville Station?
No.
No.
Jerry Goffin and Carole King.
That could have been them.
Yeah, that's it.
1962.
Ooh, look at the big brain on Mac McGee.
Look at the big brain on Brad.
Very nice. Very nice.
Locomotion under Hebrew songs. You guys interested in those?
No, it's all right.
Okay.
But thanks, Mac. You know, Mac, last week when you were out, you know, Hirsch and I were, well, Hirsch was out too, but was it 2 weeks ago? Hirsch, did we talk about the Lollapalooza lineup?
It's been forever.
Yeah.
I haven't been on in like 6 weeks.
And, well, you know, they released the Lollapalooza lineup, and there's a band on the lineup. You know, it's a middle-tier band, not one of the headliners. They're called Fantogram, and they're out of New York. And I was listening to their stuff, liked it, emailed their press guy. The guy sent me their album, and this is one of the tracks off of their album. This one is called When I'm Small. On Outside the Dial with Pitch Shifter, Hirsch Cutlass, and Mac DeFrace. The Frace of Radio Mickey.
Frace.
Frace of Radio.
You've got your hand on the button now. dig you. You dig me. I dig you. You dig me. We dig each other. That's proving. Oh yeah.
You Don't Know from The Go on Outside Out and WVLP here on Saturday nights. And before The Go, I Dig You from Cult Hero. Before it was The Cure, it was Cult Hero. And then When I'm Small from Fantogram, a Lollapalooza artist. And we are trying to get some passes for Lollapalooza so we can bring you all the coverage of Lollapalooza. We got one last song here before Hirsch and Mac and I scoot on out of here on WVLP here on Saturday nights. But if you want to send us an email, Hirsch, where would you send that email off to if they want to be a part of the rock and roll show that is Outside the Dial?
info@outsidethedial.com.
And Mac, see if you're paying attention throughout the entire program. If somebody wants to see all those awesome things that we have on our website, what's the website address?
OutsideTheDial.com.
Hey, I'm very proud of you. I want to thank our sponsor, Mr. Mark Picciarillo, who I'm also proud of, because he makes it all possible here on Outside the Dial. If you want to support this show or any show,
he's a special kind of guy.
He is a special kind of guy. And if you want to support this show or any show that is on WVLP, you can do so by calling 476-9000. That is 476-9000. Visit the website at www.wvlp.org. All the information on how to become a member and or sponsor is listed on the website. You no longer have to be within the city limits to listen to WVLP. Click the Listen Now button when you're on that website, and you can listen anywhere in the world via the internet. Also, speaking about the internet, shows are on Live 365. We've got a whole bunch of other music on Live 365 that we cannot fit on a one-hour show here on Saturday nights on WVLP. So just head over to the website, OutsideDial.com, link to Live 365. Wolfarelli, the webmaster, has a player set up on there, so we got a whole bunch of music on the player, a bunch of posts. Hirsch has some reviews up there, a whole bunch of stuff on the website, so check it out. The last song really doesn't need an introduction why we are playing it, but
Edge of Violence.
It's, yeah, yeah, I guess you could say that. But to end the show this week, the Jim Carroll Band, People Who Died, and we all know the reason why we're playing that one. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see everybody next week on Outside Dial, Pitch Shift, and MacFace Radio, McGee and Hirsch Cutlass.
Chase is the clue. He was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. So they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. There were two more friends of mine, two more friends that died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother. Thought that his rage was just some goof, but Herbie sure gave Tony some bitch and proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died. Busted on a narco rap. He beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day, he got offed by the very same biker.
7 when you pull the plug on 26 reds in a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old, looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine.
All the people who died, died. 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 All
the people who died. Cheaper getting Georgie, let the gimmicks go rotten. They died of hepatitis in upper Manhattan. In Vietnam, took a bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wet. They were two more friends of mine. I miss them, they died. Dried up from a hotel room. Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tubes. Judy turned in front of the subway train. And Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. This song is for you, my brother.
All the people who died, died. All the people who died.